Nidarim Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Shemeres Yavam. This is a woman that's waiting to do Yibum. So her husband passed away. Bein l'yavam echad, bein l'shnei yavamin, Rebliezer Omer Yofer. Whether or not it's to one yavam, or whether or not it's to two yavamin, Rebliezer Omer Yofer. Rebliezer says that this Shomeres Yavam could be made for her neder. So the Rab points out that we're dealing with a case, according to Rebliezer, that the person that's waiting to do Yibum to her can be made for a neder. And the Rab points out that according to Eliezer, the case is where, let's say we're dealing with one person, it was one brother. He did a maimer to her. In other words, he was mekadesh her. Normally, by Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum in Atayra is Bia, like we said in Yavamis. And as we learned in Yavamis that there's a din derabanan, according to the Chachamim, to specifically be mekadesh a woman before Yibum, and then complete it with Yibum. And all the ramifications that happen after a person is mekadesh. But according to Eliezer, that kiddushin that a person does is a kiddushin midiraisa. There is a kinyan midiraisa, according to Eliezer. So therefore, if a person that's waiting in line to do yibum, let's say there are two brothers, and one of them is mekadesh her, that is a kinyan gamur minatayra, and that brother could be made for her nedarim. If she has a father at that point, so he would be made for it with the father, like the Rav points out. Rabbi Yeshua Omer le'echad avaloy l'shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, it only would work this way if there is one brother, but not two. Because the Rab points out, because according to Bishua, this mimer, if a person tries to be mekadesh somebody that there's a zika yibum to, it's not a kinyan gomer. However, just the zika to do yibum creates a strong enough bond without doing anything else. Forget about mimer, because he held that mimer is not kinyan, that doesn't really do much, minat Torah. But the zika itself is strong enough that if it was only one brother, that's enough that he could be made for the nedarim. So according to Bishua, if there's one brother, just the connection to yibum himself, he doesn't even have to do anything that's strong enough that he could be made for her nedarim. But when there's two, and now there's an equal connection to both of them, and the Rab points out that Bishua holds there's no breiros, so you don't know which one is the one that has zika to. And Mepharshim pointed out if they would try to do it at the same time, also wouldn't work to be made for her nedarim. Because again, we don't hold of breira. So because there are two zikas at the same time, none of them can be made for her nedarim. That's why it's avalo l'shnayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer loy la'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Rabbi Kiva says both of them can't. Rabbi Kiva did not hold that a zika is kinda fully like Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, even if there's one brother, that's not enough without doing anything else. And he also held that a mimer also is not kinda like Rabbi Eliezer held. That when a person is mekadesh, the one that he is destined to do yibum to, let's say there's only one person, and he's mekadesher, he's the only one that's supposed to do Yibum to her, and he's Mekadesher, he can't be made for her Nedarim. He's different than a regular guy on the street that's just Mekadesh, a woman that can be made for her Nedarim with her father. Mashenkin, a guy that's Zokuk to Yibum, there's a different thing going on according to Rabbi Kiva, and the Zika is not strong enough to make that you're able to be made for Nedarim, and even if you're trying to be Mekadesher, you are actually worse than a guy on the street that's Mekadesh, a woman. Om Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer speaking to Rabbi Kiva, Ma im Isha Shekanahu La'atzmo. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't understand. A woman that you're kind of by yourself. Harei hu mei for nedareh. When you're mekadesh a woman off the street, you can be made for a nedarim. Isha shehikne lo min hashamayim. So here there's a stronger connection because the Torah designates, let's say we're dealing with one brother. The Torah designates him in hashamayim. And now you go even further and you're mekadesh or eino din sheyofer nedareh. Shouldn't it be the din that you can be made for a nedarim? There's even a stronger connection you have there. And you did the same thing. You're mekadesh her. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said back to him, lo. I understand that by a woman that you're kind of by yourself, because when a person's mekadesh a woman, nobody else has any rishus to her. But how can you say the same thing? Because you see, by Yibum, when there are two brothers, how can you say it's the same thing? Because this woman, somebody else has a rishus to her. Somebody else has a zika of Yibum to her, just like you are. So, Omolo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua steps in. Because remember, Akiva is talking to Rabbi Eliezer now. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva, tvarecha b'shnei yivamin. Your words only make sense by two yivamin. Ma ata meshev al yavam echad. But what are you going to say? By one yivama, acherim don't have a rishus to her. There's nobody else. It's just you. So according to you, Rabbi Akiva, you should at least agree with Rabbi Eliezer that if a person's mekadesh, his yivamin, he's the only brother, that should be just as good as a guy off the street. Omer lo, so Rabbi Akiva said back to him, ein ha-yivama gemur li-yavam Kishem Sharusa Gemura Leisha. A Yavama is not completely, I guess, connected to the Yavam the same way that Arusa is connected to her husband. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva is pointing out, no matter what you tell me, there is a difference between a woman that's Zokuk to Yibum to a guy and he's Mekadesher versus a guy Mekadesh woman on the street. And the difference is, if a guy's Mekadesh woman on the street and then somebody else is Baal her, so they're Chayv Misa. Masha Ein Kain, if a person is Zokuk to Yibum and is Mekadesh that woman he's Zokuk to Yibum to, and then somebody else has relations with her, they're not chayiv misa. Because in this case, when somebody's zakuk to yibum, a Shomeres Yavam, even if he's Mekadosh, or that Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin that's Chayiv Misa. Because really, Menat Torah, what's needed to be done is actual Yibum, which is Bia. And until the Bia is done, there's not going to be any Chayiv Misa for somebody else. So what you see from there is that there's a difference between a person that's Mekadosh, a woman that he's destined to do Yibum to, even if he's the only brother, versus a person off the street. And if that's the case, Bikiv is pointing out that even by one brother, he can't be made for her Nedarim, even if he's Mekadosh her.